For reincarnation to have any meaning, there has to be a knowing self that continues from one life on earth, through death, to another life on earth. No such self exists. You, the person who assumes a past and future with all its problems, memories, fears, ideals and wants, ambitions, likes and dislikes, die with the body and are never seen or heard of again. Nevertheless, your awareness and presence, they are one and the same, survives physical death. But that presence is never born again into another body. Only the body in its ignorance of that immortal reality of yourself is born. And that is not a return, but a repetition, a gradual re-arising of the same ignorance, which continues and will continue as long as I mistake or identify with the body as myself. When I, who am the awareness, the consciousness in the body, am no longer ignorant of my true self, the re-embodiment of my ignorance ceases. I realize that as my being is pure awareness, there is nothing to reincarnate, nothing to be born, and nothing to die. Ignorance begins with the notion, I am this body. It commences the moment my body is conceived in the womb. But the ignorance only starts to become personal or painful after this body is born, and I perceive other bodies or objects to be separate from it, separate from what I now regard as myself. Then, through infancy, my ignorance slowly develops into a knowledgeable person, I, who derive all my values, knowledge, and unhappiness from the erroneous identification with the body. Would you please test this for yourself? What is your problem, your deepest worry? It derives from your identification with the body, your person. Hence the person, because it has no awareness of its true self or presence, which is beyond problems and death, is ignorance personified. The person is the cause of all suffering. Yet the person, like all its problems and frustrations, is completely false, as unreal as the notion of the feathers of an elephant. Just as there can be no feathers of an elephant, apart from the frustrating notion of such a thing, there is no person, apart from the person's frustrating notion of himself or herself. The person is the illusion, the surmise, that grows out of the elephant, the body. Since the person is unreal, whatever the person conceives is as unreal and inevitably troublesome as itself. Consequently, everything personal in existence, being unreal, perishes. That includes the body, out of which the bogus person arose in the first place, and without which the person and all its problems simply vanishes. To make all this clearer, I'm going to show you in your own experience how ignorance is conceived. I'm going to take you back into the womb where it all started, where the body itself arises. For this, we won't need a psychiatrist, a hypnotist, or any other kind of expert. We need only the truth and your impersonal awareness. Anything additional will be purely the delusion of the person. We will proceed very slowly. As we do, see if you recognize the truth of what I am saying. For it is the truth of yourself. Come with me step by step. Examine every word in your own experience at that moment. Don't analyze. Just relax, listen, and be. and after you've heard what I'm going to say, listen to it over and over again until you start to perceive the wonder of what it all means. This will happen naturally without any effort or trying as long as you keep listening. For what you begin to perceive or reunite with will be your true self, the eternal awareness and presence that is always there when the person, the striving, doubting problem maker, is not.